Appliance discounters with huge savings on everything in the store. 12 months interest-free financing. And remember, when you buy from Appliance discounters, you buy local. They have 6 showrooms featuring Bosch, GE, Samsung, LG, Frigidaire, and Miele brand appliances. See those amazing appliances on display at any Appliance discounter showroom. And remember their motto, our savings are your savings. Check them out online at theappliancediscounters.com. The all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS Studios in Kirkwood. I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner, hour number 3, the large morning show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Biggie's Restaurant and Bar has been a staple of the community for over 27 years. At Biggie's, they pride themselves on service and great food. They make all of their dressings, marinades, and pasta sauces in-house. Biggie's is famous for their garlic cheese bread, steak sandwich, and their homemade white French dressing. Biggie's is family-friendly and also provides catering, whether it's for 5 or for 500. Located at 3332 Watson Road, check them out online at biggiesrestaurant.com.
Do you have big dreams, big plans? Well, you'll need a small rate. Royal Banks of Missouri can help build your future. Royal's home equity rates are at a historical low. And for a limited time, Royal Banks is offering one of the area's best home equity lines of credit. Call 314-212-1500 to talk to a representative today. Royal Banks of Missouri, investing in St. Louis for over 50 years. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
TMA Live is back and bigger than ever. Coming up on March 7th, TMA Live will be at the Hot Shots in O'Fallon, Illinois. This is a TMA Live that you will not want to miss. Giveaways include custom Doug Vaughn t-shirts and dinner with Doug for one lucky lemming and 3 friends. Plus, Hot Shots TMA themed menu with great food and drink specials. It's a night of participation, a night of fellowship. It's TMA Live. It's all happening on March 7th, the Hot Shots in O'Fallon, Illinois. Don't miss it.
First, let's talk about the food before we let you know where you can feast on it. When was the last time you had beef tenderloin with a tangy Greek sauce sliced into juicy medallions that are so tender you could eat them with a butter knife? It's called the Pepper Loin, and that's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin. You know the place located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Sunday and dinner 7 days a week and serving only USDA prime beef. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
Places.
Pinion's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the
FM.
Air.
So close.
So early, yeah.
Just a little bit early.
I held that one.
There's no fun left
on FM.
Big metal vibrator.
Wow, you work fast.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the show that if you don't hear the earlier part of it, you're going to hear a lot of things that don't make any sense, like Big Metal Vibrator. The March 7th edition of Pinion's Playhouse brought to you by Ballast Dental Care, where I have gone to the dentist for 46 years. And if you go there once, you'll probably, if you're lucky, get to go there 46 years too. I would like to think they'll still be in business then. We'll talk about that, about why you'll never dread a dental appointment again. But first, this.
Hey!
All right, at the control board, the man with the different accents. And it would happen to you, too. If you go over to Great Britain and live 19 years, you'll talk like this guy. 10 of those, he lived in Birmingham, England. That's right. Where his daddy, soon to be a granddaddy, still lives. Trevor Limestone Limey. Philip, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. I hope you have a good weekend.
Oh, that was nice.
Thanks, Dan.
That was nice and to the point. In the studio and not on the road, because he did not get up today and head northbound or southbound or westbound or even...
I used to love Tang.
Yeah, me too.
As long as you can say Tang, I think as long as you don't preface it with Poon, I think it's
okay. That is true.
I messed up. I messed up. Sorry.
You did?
No, you didn't. Bill Cleveland, say hello to everybody.
Hello, still no voice. Hello.
Aww.
Well, nice. Well, but you didn't lose it completely.
No,
you didn't
just
get like little total there
nasally.
But it sounds worse to you than it does us. It sounds okay.
No,
it
really does. I think you're lying, but thank you.
No, we're not lying. We're your friends. We're your friends. We tell you the truth. You sound fine. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Fag. I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. And if you're working with a financial advisor, you can still call Mark and Jason and receive a complimentry portfolio review.
Yes, you
just
can.
Call this number, 636-695-2650. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, fellas.
Got an interesting email. It says, Dear Frank, many, many years ago, it was late at night. I was tired. I was hungry. And I stepped into a Denny's and had a wonderful plate of scrambled eggs, bacon, sausage, toast. Just wondered if maybe the person who prepared that could have been Tim Woodburn. Tim, what time period were you night cook at Denny's?
1991 in the winter into the early spring of 92.
Look at this. It says, Frank, P.S. This occurred in the winter of 91. How about
Whoa.
That? What are the chances of
who
that?
Who wrote that email?
Dickie Dickerson. Shoveltown, Missouri.
Thank you, Dickie. Always from Shoveltown.
That's right. That would have been this man because he was a night cook there. In addition to being a door-to-door knife salesman, a Busch Stadium beer vendor, a roller skating rink DJ, but he is now head of research for the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. He is also our news director, our newscaster. He's in charge of resetting the digital clock. He's an author. And one other thing. That's right. He's a private investigator, just like Jim Rockford. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Before I say hello to my sponsor, I'll have you know, I know how to crack, because of my time at Denny's, I know how to crack 4 eggs at the same time and put them in a skillet without putting a single piece of shell in the skillet.
Whoa. That's an art. I've seen that done. That's requires lots of practice. I can't do one without getting a shell in the
Two in each hand?
Two in each hand.
Mm-hmm.
A big hi and thank you to Matheny Heating and Cooling since 1942. 77 years of a solid reputation for providing customers with prompt, reliable, and courteous service. Factory-trained, licensed service technicians qualified to handle repairs on all makes and models of heating and air conditioning equipment, as well as heat pumps, water heaters, boilers, and ductless room cooling equipment. Check out their website. They have great reviews on Yelp, Angie's List, and on Google+. MatheneyHeatCool.com or just give them a call, 314-727-9000.
And if you can't remember that number, you can go to, Dan, isn't it on our Facebook page?
Yes, Matheny. It is.
And it's also at thefrankopinion.com, which is really just sort of a sponsor reference. One day I'll turn it into more, but there's a link right there. Take you right to Matheny. This is a terrific family business. And if you use any other heating and cooling company and you call yourself AM and the PM, don't you ever let us find out about it, or you will be barred and banned from ever proclaiming your AM and the PM again. That's tough love, but that's what we'll have to do it. I'm just telling you. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
Well, that's nice of you, Rat Boy. That's very nice of you. I bet most people don't do that.
Rat Boy said Matheny. He just told me Matheny was out to his house, and he knew when the technician was coming, and he left him out some crackers, and what else did you...
Cheese!
Crackers and cheese for the technician from Matheny. Well, that's nice. See? Everybody should do something like that. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe, and I'm not certain, but I believe the most popular music genre in the United States is polka music. Oh, yeah. Nobody plays it better than Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra. So what can I tell you that I haven't told you before? It was 1973. I made my first visit to Ballast Dental Care. They were in it had been a home converted to a dental clinic, just not far down the street from where they are now on Ballast Road. And now they're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. They were more toward Olive. And it was like a quaint little, house that had been turned into a dental clinic. And after my very first visit in 1973, I told my wife, I said, well, I found our dentist. We lived in North County. We weren't exactly close, but I worked not far from. I said, we don't have to look anymore. I have the place. And so she went. She loved it. That's where all our kids go. Her mom goes there. I mean, it is, once you send anybody to Ballast Dental Care, the reaction is always the same. I never want to go anywhere else again. I wish I had found this place sooner. Now, you can keep putting this off if you want to. It's that's your right, but I don't know why you would. If you have a dentist and you're just not like wild about going to the dentist, make an appointment to Ballast Dental Care. If you don't have a dentist and you haven't been for 20 years, and I had an email from somebody who had not been in over 20 years, that's not a good idea, but they can get you straightened out. Ballast Dental Care, it is a great dental clinic, and you will thank us for this, but you have to make that first appointment. The corner of Ballast, what was that?
It was a chair. It was me moving my microphone to the left. Let me move back to the right here. There you go.
Okay. Corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow.
Yeah, second day with a little bit of semi-laryngitis, like half case of laryngitis or something, and he thinks he sounds a lot worse than he does. I think he'll be fine. He, of course, is Bill Cleveland, and his presence every day is made possible by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And the people who put together this fantastic trivia night, May 18th, and I'm hoping we can get a whole bunch of money and a couple of couples can join us. We're off and running with a current entry bid of $2,000. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome Bill Cleveland.
That makes me feel,
see,
that
even
me
with
feel
a weak
better.
Voice, yeah. With a weak voice, all your support is, they're still supporting you.
Yeah, it makes me feel better. Thank you. Excuse me.
Bill. Oh, Bill. Sorry. That was good radio, buddy.
So, it's pretty custom at the start. Man, I need to take my headphones off. At the start of the day, I usually try to find, on this day in history, something that happened. And sometimes that sort of steers what I'm going to talk about or whatever on the show. And today I found something. It's not necessarily related to travel, I guess, but I found it pretty interesting. So I'm going to share some stuff with you today. On this day in 1849, Alexander Graham Bell got the patent for the telephone. And
I thought he got the patent for leather shoes. See what I did there? Combined patent with leather.
That's a joke you haven't told in a while.
It is a joke.
I know.
No,
that
I haven't.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. I'm gonna make a note to tell that Monday. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No,
he got
okay.
the patent for the telephone.
For the telephone. And if you know anything about sort of the history of the telephone, there's actually about half a dozen people that claim that they invented the telephone, but he was the first one that got the patent. So I'll go through some of this stuff. I think it's kind of interesting, and maybe we'll throw a little trivia in here. So, for example, a trivia question might be: do you know what Alexander Graham Bell proposed the telephone greeting should be, what you should say when you picked up the phone, what he thought you should
say? I'm guessing it wasn't hello. That would be too obvious.
Do you want?
No, I'll start and say yes. Bill,
that is incorrect.
No, you can't. Bill, you can't answer. It's your question.
It is
Dan,
my question.
Dan, what do you think, Dan?
I don't know.
No, it wouldn't be I don't know if you answered the phone. That would be stupid. That would be stupid to pick up the phone and go, I don't know.
I agree.
Yeah. Pick
Tim?
Up the phone and go, huh?
I'll guess his suggested phrase when he invented the telephone upon answering the phone was, What do you want?
Yeah. I already gave at the office.
Limestone, did you answer?
No, not yet. Mine would probably be, how did you get this number?
Okay, well, you're all wrong. I did not know this until today. The word is ahoy.
Ahoy?
What? Was he a sailor?
A-H-O-Y, question mark. Ahoy?
Wow.
Yeah, that was what he wanted
ahoy.
To make
his way.
Cookies?
Yeah.
I don't know. The telephone, cookies. The name the telephone came from the Greek meaning far off sound. Now, you were just talking about what the first words spoken into a telephone were. Do you know what the first words ever spoken into a telephone were?
Can you hear me now?
No, is it the quick Watson, I need you?
Very close.
Like
you're very, very close. Mr. Watson, come here. I want to see you.
Oh, wow.
Because Bell called Watson, that was his assistant, after accidentally spilling a beaker of acid on his leg.
Oh, wow.
So I'm guessing the only other phone besides Bell's was Watson's. I mean, he probably was the only guy that
calling
had a
each other. Yeah, yeah. Calling each
Watson,
other.
Watson, call 911.
So Watson didn't say, who is this?
Yeah,
he
knew.
It had to be right. Bell. He was the only other guy that had a phone.
That's right. He knew. The very first area code was 201 because it's where the first phone company set roots. Area codes were created with the rotary phone in mind. So large cities were given numbers near the beginning of the dial. New York getting 212 and L.A.
This would give me a chance, Bill, to let you save your voice for a second.
Sure.
And it would also give me a chance to do something. I believe I am the only person that does this, and I'm very proud of that. And that's my sound effect of the rotary phone being dialed and answered, and then the receiver of the call hanging up. Here now is that sound, all of those sounds.
Hello?
Yes, is Mr. Watson there, please?
I'm sorry, he's at lunch with Mr. Bell.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Bell.
Good.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Very nice.
You can continue now.
Alexander Graham Bell passed away in 1922. Telephone service nationwide was suspended for 1 minute.
Wow.
To commemorate his passing.
As it should have.
Hello is Thomas Edison's creation, by the way. His phrase that he invented and was added to the Oxford Dictionary in 1883. And obviously that's what we use. The very first telephone book was in New Haven, Connecticut. Printed that in 1878. It had 50 locals on it. That's all the first telephone book had.
So it was about the same size as the phone book is now.
That's right. It's kind of full circle.
Nobody uses it now.
Yeah. I was telling this to Dan earlier. This is kind of interesting. So the telephone number, the entire number, was invented by Dr. Moses Parker in 1879. The reason they invented the telephone number is kind of interesting. So during an outbreak of measles, they were concerned that replacement telephone operators filling in for sick ones would not know which people were associated with the several hundred jacks that needed to be patched, as the operator.
Right.
So they came up with individual numbers. So that's, you have measles to thank for your telephone number today.
Right.
The first yellow pages, you mentioned that, were printed in Cheyenne, Wyoming. And the reason they ended up being yellow, it was the only paper color available.
Somebody peed on them?
Wow.
Mm. Man, that's not even, that's not even funny.
No, I agree.
I mean, again, as a friend, I'm just telling you, it wasn't funny. Hang on. Do you hear anybody laughing? Nope.
Who's calling?
Nope, you don't.
Not sure.
In 1900, the first overseas successful call was made from Key West to Havana, and the first words uttered were, I don't understand you, because the signal was so poor. Let's see, a couple of other things here. The voicemail was invented in 1970 by a guy named Gordon Matthews, who got overwhelmed by endless call memo slips from his secretary. The first cell phone call.
So voicemail came after the dictaphone or the answering machine, correct?
Because
there were answering machines before there was before there was actually voicemail as part of your phone service, where for $1 a month you could add voicemail. I think the answering machines.
Do you think the answering machines were around before 1970?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Oh, really? Okay.
I don't remember them.
I think in the 80s.
Maybe not. Maybe they both came along at the same time.
Bill.
Thanks.
That's right. He's here.
Yeah. So. So you've all heard, or at least I assume most people have heard, the phrase, you know, the number you have dialed is not in service. You've heard that, that voice. So the voice actor, her name was Jane Barbie. I believe it was B-A-R.
From St. Louis. I still remember the sound. You know, is that three notes?
Yes. Yeah. The recording was heard by an estimated 40 million people a day.
I bet she didn't even make much money on that either. No. She should have made a lot of money.
She didn't. Busiest day ever recorded for long distance calls. What do you think?
Christmas Day?
No, no, just in history.
Oh.
Mother's Day.
In history. What day?
I'll say June 12th, 1923.
I'll say yesterday.
Oh, you mean a specific date?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
I don't know how
9/11? 9/11 of 2001?
That is correct. September 11th, 2001. The busiest day ever recorded for long-distance calls. 431 million calls were placed. That's 101 million more than the previous record.
What did you say the woman's name was on the recording?
Jane Barbie, B-A-R-B-E. Could be Barb.
Okay.
Could be Barbie, yeah. Let's see. A busiest calling holiday of the year is Mother's Day, and the busiest collect calling holiday. Do they still have collect calls?
I guess they still
have collect calls. Busiest collect calling holiday of the year historically has always been Father's Day.
Guys get the shaft. Yeah. Mother's Day, moms get a lot more calls than dads do. We just get screwed over.
Right, there you
go. Like Valentine's Day. We get the short end of that deal,
too.
You got
it.
Yeah, we do.
So thank you again to Alexander Graham Bell for patenting the telephone, and I'm going to go rest my voice. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
The guy who gets no credit, but should, because I love his invention, is Alexander Graham Cracker. I love those.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
Foster Brooks, the greatest drunk act ever, used to do a bit where he's drunk and he says, I got to meet the Reverend Billy Graham, and the first thing I said was, I love your crackers. And the way he does that guy, there has never been an act like Foster Brooks.
Oh, I love
that. I saw him roasting Don Rickles the other night on YouTube on a D. Martin
Mr.
roast.
Mr. Pickles?
Yes, Mr. Pickles. Yeah.
If you just type in YouTube, Foster Brooks, you'll pull up. He did lots of those Dean Martin roasts, and he did lots of appearances on variety shows. The guy.
And on Dean Martin?
He told that.
I just said the Dean Martin roast.
On the Dean Martin show, actually, too. He used to come into the bar.
He told the audience, I've never met Don Rickles, but I have met his wife. And the whole routine was about how he'd been sleeping with his wife. Oh, my goodness, it was hysterical.
He was funny. Bill Cleveland brought to you by Window World, by the way. Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. We have one cabin available on our cruise because a couple had to bail out. I told you that would happen. There'll probably, or maybe not, be another one. If you want to go with us, you need to call Julie Wilson because that cabin will go. It won't last. Sold out. But somebody had to bail, and I don't want to know the reasons. It's their business. It's probably something personal. Somebody may have lost a job or lost a loved one or whatever. I don't know. I mean, look, it can happen that you plan a trip, and then somebody's spouse that they were supposed to go with.
You don't think it was because they found out I'm coming to you?
I need to ask. It did happen right after we announced that you would be going in place of Limey, and then, boom, somebody bails out.
I feel really bad about it.
That
was
is
me.
A possibility.
You bailed out. Him bailed out.
That's actually kind of funny. Yeah. Here's the thing. I don't have much of a memory, and I'm not kidding. What I found is this, and it's kind of a good thing. We rewatched all of the Yellowstone episodes with Kevin Costner, and we also rewatched both seasons of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel on Amazon. So I'm going to go back maybe next winter, if there's just not much going on, and watch something like Breaking Bad. Because what I found is 90%, and I think maybe not just me with a bad memory, but most people will find this, there's a whole lot that you forgot. And you knew you loved the series, but you don't remember a lot of it. And I've actually enjoyed rewatching these things, especially something like Breaking Bad. What did it go for, like 5 or 6 seasons or something? There's no way you can remember all of it. Tim had the story. You know, look, I've told you many times, within a mile of us, there's a killer, there's a pervert, there's some child molester. How about this guy who took the photos of his sister nude? Oh. Come on, man. And then tanning booth photos, he'd reach up over the partition. Now, I haven't been in a tanning booth in over 30 years, so I don't remember, but I guess the thing doesn't go to the ceiling or something. So he was taken. What is it with those people? How does somebody like that get born?
Not only that, but he put the pictures of his sister and his girlfriend and all these women on a Russian photo-sharing website. Which is online. I'm not correcting you. I'm just saying on a Russian site where it'd be hard to, you know, get him down.
What a weirdo. And then one other comment on something in the news. And I addressed this yesterday, too. The guy who decided to shoot the Amazon driver in the back. Well, now look what's happened. Yeah. That guy's paralyzed. That kid is paralyzed from the waist down. How do you feel now, Mr. Big Shot? With a gun. How do you feel about what you did shooting the kid in the back walking away? You're in some big trouble. The kid parked where he shouldn't have. That is the least of all this, legally. That's nothing compared to what this other guy's going to face. So now, I'll be surprised if he doesn't do jail time. I mean, you can't shoot somebody walking away. How many times do we have to say that? And then there's the high schooler that was in the news, 10th grade or something, weightlifting and died while he was lifting weights. Holy mackerel. Now, you know what will happen there? Since we live in the world of lawsuits and everybody has to sue everybody, I guess the parents will sue the school. Now, if that happens, and it will, some lawyer will go, well, you can get money out of this. We need to dial that back a little because it's not a school's fault if... Unless they were just really overworking this kid, sometimes people have pre-existing conditions nobody knew they had. And they could do something that 1,000 other kids could do, and they drop dead. So right.
They're doing an autopsy, aren't they, I think?
I'm sure they are. Yeah. I'm sure they are. Dan will know what I'm talking about when I say this. Whatever happened to Kate Smith?
Oh, yeah.
We used to have a caller... Well, I'm going to tell you, Randy, if you'll let me. We used to have a regular caller, and she actually came in the studio a couple of times, named Kate Smith. Yeah. She had the most beautiful voice. If you could hear her voice, it was angelic. And then for what now, 3 or 4 years, we haven't heard from her. So, Kate, if you're out there, shoot me an email and just let me know you're okay. I would love to call you just to hear you say hello, because what a voice. So Kate Smith.
You know who the shoot me in it. You know who the big time Kate Smith was?
Singer. God Bless America.
Right.
God Bless America.
Right.
Yeah. How about this guy, the billionaire diamond trader who died during penis enlargement procedure. They said they gave him an injection. They injected something into his penis.
Wiener.
And he died. Wiener.
I can say that.
Wow. And he died. A billionaire. First of all, if you're a billionaire, no girl cares about what you're swinging. You've got $1 billion. They'll live with and overlook that shortcoming. So you don't need... penis enlargement.
Wow. Nice play on words.
That's all I'm saying.
I wonder if they included that in the obit. You know how sometimes they list cause of death? Bill Cleveland, 34, died of penis enlargement failure.
That's you know what they just say, died during an elective surgery.
I need a reduction, but I haven't done it yet. You know.
Right.
Hang on. Let's let everybody laugh. Hold on. Okay. Now tell me what I'm missing here. There are two teachers down in Brentwood, Tennessee, who have resigned, and here's why they resigned. It was because of backlash on social media over a social studies assignment that they gave some students. Here was the assignment. Pretend to be slave owners and brainstorm expectations for your slaves. Now, let me tell you something. Isn't part of learning, isn't it also learning to take the other side? In a debate, for example, you have to play devil's advocate. They're not saying it's right to have slaves. They're saying, let's go back in time and see if you can even have the mindset or try to have the mindset of owning a slave and try to justify it. I don't know that I see anything wrong with that. But you can't do anything anymore, even if it's educational. Now, the teachers issued an apology. There was outrage. The school district has had to apologize. And there was another assignment, including a, they were told students to create a political cartoon depicting immigrant labor in the U.S. and write a public service announcement about the hazards of living in urban areas. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with telling kids, hey, write a public service announcement about the hazards of living in urban America? Why is that so wrong? I look at all of that as expanding the minds of these kids. But, again, you can't do that anymore. We mentioned this guy from St. Charles County. Pictures of his sister. I'm going to ask you guys if you saw this on the mainstream media news, like the CBS News, or ABC News. This guy who's dying from cystic fibrosis, and he had one wish. He's still around, but he's not going to be here long. And he had one wish. Only one thing on his bucket list. He wanted a phone call from President Trump.
I did see that.
Really?
And he got it. But you didn't see it on the mainstream news. You didn't see it on the CBS Evening News.
I think I read it in an Associated Press article.
Yeah, but yeah. That's the only way you're going to know it. They're not going to run a story like that. But he did. The president called him. And called him a fighter and said, you're my kind of man. I'm a fighter. You're a fighter. And his relative said he just lit him up. He's 44 years old. And the doctors do not expect him to live to the 2020 election to vote again. But that's all he wanted.
Wow.
And he has apparently a sister who there locally where he lives is a politician. And she's a Democrat. So she somehow got word to the president, and he called the guy. I got to tell you something. That most people don't get a call from whoever the president is. They don't get a phone call from the president. Family Dollar closing about 400 stores.
I saw that.
Wow. How do you lose money at the dollar store?
Probably that.
Well, they are losing money. In fact, yeah. The dollar stores are now going to start selling some things that cost a little more than a dollar.
Probably going to be the $3 store.
Well, a lot of them will become Dollar Tree. They're going to yeah. absorb them, I think. And
the $3.
Yeah, it can't be Family Dollar. Yeah. Well, you know what? You could call it a dollar and more or dollar plus.
Don't they have that for $5 or whatever? $5 or less.
Yeah, five and under.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it five below or five and
under? Five below.
Yeah.
You know, you
that's a great
popping.
Store, by the way. Oh, that's a great store. I went in there and I took out two grocery bags full of stuff for my grandson, all kinds of neat stuff, like water balloon things and toys and trinkets, and you get a lot of stuff in there for very little money. I don't want to... Yeah, that makes Mr. Evans mad. Let's get the ladies. Ladies, get in here.
Ooh, that's nice.
Oh, my goodness. I got an email from somebody that says, you haven't told this joke in a long time. Actually, I told this joke about a year ago. So, it's due. We'll bring it back. This takes place back in the time where there were, you know, pirates of the Caribbean type pirates and ships. And it's a ship with 50 men on the ship. And one of the seamen, can you say that? Sailors.
I don't know,
sailors.
Man.
One of the sailors runs to the captain with a telescope and says, Captain, we've got trouble. There's a pirate ship approaching. And I know they're headed right for us, and they're going to come on board, and there's going to be trouble. And the captain takes the telescope, and sure enough, here comes the ship. And best they can tell, there's about 50 pirates on there, and there are 50 of these men on this ship. So the captain yells, grab your swords. There's going to be a fight with the pirates. And he also yells, before the pirates board and they start sword fighting, he yells, first mate, bring me my red shirt. So the first mate does, he puts on the red shirt, pirates board, and swords are slashing and gnashing. And when it ends, all the pirates are dead. The captain has only lost 10 men. Now it's down to 40, including the captain. They're patching up their wounds, throwing the bodies of pirates off the ship. When another one of the sailors says, Captain, more trouble. take this telescope and look. Another pirate ship. He looks out. Oh, my goodness. Here comes another pirate ship. It looks like there are about 70 pirates on it. Grab your swords, first mate. Bring me my red shirt. Brings him his red shirt. They go to battle, sword to sword. When it's over, the captain only has a crew of 10, but they killed all these other pirates. And the first mate goes up to the captain as the soldiers are patching their wounds, and 10 of them left, and he says, Captain, a question, if you don't mind. He said, yes, first mate. He says, Captain, why is it you call for your red shirt? He says, I call for the red shirt because, as captain, when I get wounded, cut, I bleed, I don't want my men to see me bleeding. And the red shirt hides the blood, is absorbed by the red shirt, and my men don't know that I'm hurt. And the first mate says, wow, what a great idea. Now I understand. Sailor runs out. Captain, we've got trouble! Hands him the telescope. Here comes another pirate ship, like 150 pirates. There are only 10 of these guys. The captain turns and says, first mate, bring me my brown pants.
Get a check on traffic right now with Tori Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance, where you only pay for what you need. Slowing eastbound 64 between 270 and Big Bend. Jam southbound 170 at Olive. That might be people heading downtown for March Madness. Pockets of heavy volume southbound 270 between Page and Gravois. You're picking up volume out of the city southbound 55, and Troop C is reporting that Highway 21 is shut down at Eckerd Road. That's south of Hillsboro, and that's due to a crash. Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance. Liberty Mutual customizes your coverage, so you only pay for what you need. Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote, and you could save. I'm Tori Lyons, reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage. But your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Biggie's Restaurant and Bar has been a staple of the community for over 27 years. At Biggie's, they pride themselves on service and great food. They make all of their dressings, marinades, and pasta sauces in-house. Biggie's is famous for their garlic cheese bread steak sandwich and their homemade white French dressing. Biggie's is family-friendly and also provides catering, whether it's for 5 or for 500. Located at 3332 Watson Road, check them out online at biggiesrestaurant.com.
Do you have big dreams, big plans? Well, you'll need a small rate. Royal Banks of Missouri can help build your future. Royal's home equity rates are at a historical low. And for a limited time, Royal Banks is offering one of the area's best home equity lines of credit. Call 314-212-1500 to talk to a representative today. Royal Banks of Missouri, investing in St. Louis for over 50 years. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Guess who's here? Mike Evans is here. He's not here. He's in Dallas, Texas, but he's, you know, here on the show. And he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and by the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. They're closed only on Monday. They're east of most all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. When you get in the valley, you look at all that stuff, just go east, and on your right, as you're about to merge onto 40 back towards St. Louis, there on the right is Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. And if you've never eaten at Annie Gunn's, boy, are you in for a treat. You will need reservations. And be sure to stop next door at the Smokehouse. And while you're there, I bet you can think of somebody who'd really appreciate a gift card. They sell thousands of gift cards every year at Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. Would you please give it up for Mike Evans?
Well,
how you doing?
Doing good. Did you ever watch that last episode, homie?
I still haven't watched it, man. I just was busy, and I will get it this weekend. I'll watch it this weekend.
This week's pop quiz theme, celebrities who are really good at things you probably didn't even know they did today. Name the name of the celebrity who plays concert-worthy piano. A penis.
Jodie Foster. I believe it's pianist, not penis.
Oh, sorry.
Pianist, yeah.
Pianist. Jodie Foster.
No.
Yeah.
Kate Beckinsale.
Yes.
John Krasinski. Clint Eastwood. Okay, that's it. There you go. Time for a little movie review. Here you go. Brie Larson is Carol Danvers and Captain Marvel. And Samuel Jackson's really good as Nick Fury. Brie is Marvel's first standalone woman superhero with incredible powers. It's about two alien races that are battling each other. They come to Earth, and Brie comes to the rescue. It's also set in the 1990s, which I found that very... I liked it. I thought it was kind of cool and a lot more relatable than, you know, most of these movies that are set in, you know, 2065 or something. It's 2 hours in your face, constant action. The special effects are solid, and the acting certainly good enough. Perfect balance of fun and thrills, but leave the logic at home because there's no logic to this movie. Just a lot of fun. Rated PG-13, 128 minutes, 3 stars. Now, another movie to be on the lookout for is in limited engagement, but you can find it there, is The Kid. Out in limited release, is a great Western about a young boy out to find his sister who's been kidnapped by his bloodthirsty uncle, played by Chris Pratt. The boy hooks up with the sheriff, played by Ethan Hawke, who is on the hunt himself for Billy the Kid. Heartwarming, soul-searching Western that has it all. Really liked it, but I love Westerns. The Kid, rated R, 99 minutes, 3 stars.
I'm glad there's a new Western out. We haven't had a good Western for a while.
I know. I like Westerns.
Me too.
Did you see Buster Scruggs?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I loved the first couple of episodes, and then it just got really strange.
I agree.
Especially the first episode was hilarious.
Yeah, it was. Don't forget, How to Train Your Dragon. Tyler Perry's Madea, Fighting with My Family, which I really loved, Green Book, are all playing, and if you haven't seen them, they are all worth checking out. One of the insiders on the R. Kelly case has made a statement after seeing Kelly crying like a baby on the CBS Morning Show, saying, quote, "Kelly can scream all he wants. Let the jury see the videos of the 16-year-old girl screaming while being attacked by Kelly, and we'll see who they believe," end quote.
Leave R. Kelly alone. Leave R. Kelly alone.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Leave R.
Uh-huh.
Kelly alone.
My prediction, you ready?
Yeah.
Kelly's going to get life. He's going to get life.
Well, Mike, that's impossible.
I was going to break this story on.
That's impossible. I heard him say he didn't do any of this.
Oh, well.
Maybe you missed that.
Maybe I did. I stand corrected on that. Kim Kardashian is about to release a new set of nude photographs.
Yes.
It's about time. I mean, she hasn't released any nude photos in about a year. I say, skank, party of one.
Yeah.
Skank, party of one. She is a skank, that one.
Hey, did you see where that Kylie Jenner is the youngest woman ever to become a billionaire? How about
Unbelievable. Reminds me, there's a handful of hackers with hundreds of nude photos of stars who have held off releasing them until finding out what hacker Chris Branson was sentenced for his releasing nude photos to Jennifer Lawrence. This week, Chris Branson got 3 years in prison. Mm. So, translation, those other hackers probably will not be releasing any of those photos.
But the big question is, can we still see the photos?
I don't think you're going to be able to see them.
Oh, too bad.
I know. And I didn't know how much time I have today, so...
I'll tell you how much time you have. You have a full 3.5 minutes. Because you upset me, well, I get so much more. I thought, let's give him lots of time. So you have 3.5 minutes.
And today I don't have anything else. But
I knew it.
We could certainly converse.
You know whose birthday was yesterday, Mike?
A lot of people, I bet. Who?
Okay. I'm going to see if you agree with me on this. In his prime, the greatest ever Los Angeles Laker.
Well, I would think it would be either Magic or Kareem. Certainly wasn't Gail Goodrich.
Luau Alcindor.
I'm saying, you know what? You stumped
Kareem
me.
Abdul-Jabbar, no, Luau Alcindor, yeah.
It's neither one of those two, but I forgot about Magic. Oh, I can't believe I did it. It was Shaquille O'Neal's birthday yesterday. 47. And
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Magic were better than Shaq.
See, in his prime, I think Shaq was the most dominant Laker ever. I mean, if he was completely unstoppable. He was a monster. I think Kareem had good nights and bad nights.
You know, I've seen hundreds and hundreds of Laker games.
I know.
And going back to Gail Goodrich and Magic and going way back and Shaq, the days of Shaq. Shaq was the biggest physically, but man, I mean, Magic Johnson did some things that were amazing.
I'll give you props on Magic, but if I had to take one in his prime, I'd take Shaq over Kareem in his prime.
Really? I like when Shaq does TV commercials and you can't understand a word he says. Icy hot. And joint pain.
Call the general.
Answer one quick question. Where did he play college?
LSU.
Very good. Where did Kareem Abdul-Jabbar play college?
Oh. UCLA.
Mizzou.
UCLA. And where did Magic play college?
Michigan State.
Michigan Very State.
Good. Whoa.
Wow, you guys know some stuff. That's impressive.
Yeah. Very impressive. Tim knows that stuff.
Try to use all the runway.
Where did Kobe play college?
Kobe played college. He didn't play college.
Good one. I thought I was going to get you.
He played at Prince Brook in Philadelphia.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, didn't you're not going right to stop Mike Evans.
Him and LeBron skip right past college, right to the NBA from high school. It's unbelievable.
Well, wow. LeBron,
you know what? One minute.
This worked out perfectly because we have exactly 1 minute. This worked out perfectly.
The Lakers just suck. LeBron not making the playoffs. What a joke! Oh. What a joke the Lakers are now.
50 seconds.
All right, Dan. Who is the pianist? Is it Jodie Foster, Kate Beckinsale? Is it John Krasinski, or is it Clint Eastwood?
I'm going to say Kate Beckinsale.
Clint Eastwood.
I say the least likely is probably Jodie Foster, so I'm going to go with her.
He actually wrote most of the soundtracks for his recent movies that he produced. The answer is Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Hey, have a good weekend. You take care of your business. I love you, St. Louis, and see you.
So Jodie Foster... Has she been in anything recently? Because she's actually a pretty good actress.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
And she actually was a foster child. I mean, she could say that. It'd be true. Well, she could. I mean, well, she is. If she's,
awful.
Her name is I know it was. If we had time, we'd edit it out, but we don't have time because I have to say goodbye. Thank you for being with us. We appreciate it. Thank a police officer or firefighter every chance you get. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but
I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude.
All right, Dan, goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is TJ Moe. You're listening to 5-9 of the Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 59ofthefan.com, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
On the Fighting Illini Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College.
Illini are going to upset the Maryland Terrapins in New York City.
Big win from a young team. Great job, boys.
Smiles all around. Look at that team hugging each other.
Fighting Illini Basketball is on the air. Brought to you by Carl, the official healthcare provider of Fighting Illini Athletics. State Farm. Talk to an agent today at 800-STATE-FARM. Case IH. We think productivity with Case IH and your local Case IH dealers. Visit us at caseih.com. Athletico. Better for everybody. And by the 2019 Nissan Rogue. One solid defender. Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. Now, this is